produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening around the world. You're listening to Coach Terry. I just want to say happy 2020, if I hadn't done so already, to all of you across the country. Know that we are in a new decade to create new memories and to praise the Lord just for seeing another decade, just the beginning of a decade. You are listening to Your Wealth is Your Wellness on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Network. I am so excited to be with you at this time. It is an exciting time, you know, for everyone. When someone hears about starting a new decade, for the majority of us, we're excited about what God has in store for each and every one of us. What is his plans? We know his plans for us are of good, according to Jeremiah 29:11. Be it the fact that we are in the first quarter of 2020 and in the month of February, I always like to talk about heart health. And because I'm a wellness coach, it's always going to be about self-care. It's always going to be about self-love. It's always going to be about honoring your self-worth and valuing your self-care, how you're taking care of the temple, the body, from the inside out. But I want to share some statistics with you about heart disease. And heart disease is the number one killer, period. There are more people dying of heart disease than any other ailment that is out there. It's bigger than any cancers. And we know that cancer is just a horrific epidemic that people encounter. It doesn't discriminate. And so we have to pray, and we also have to be in prevention. We have to pray, and we also have to be in prevention. We've got to take action and prevent ourselves from toxic people, toxic environment, toxic foods. We've got to put on our armor of God, and we have got to increase our spiritual awareness and listen to the whispers that God is saying to us. So when we talk about self-love and self-care, when you look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "For we are God's handiwork." For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So he already prepared in advance for us to take care of our body like a temple. We get to make a choice of what we put in our bodies, but he's already prepared that for us. And he's already prepared for us to get the knowledge and the wisdom to take care of our bodies. And that's why we have to pray and we have to be in prevention. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?" Do you not know that? So if we study the word and we walk the walk of Christ, because he's already ordered our steps, if we walk that walk, we'll be able to talk that talk. And we'll also be able to be an example to others as we walk in the steps that he's ordered for us and as we have prepared to be in self-love, which is self-care. Again, you're listening to Coach Terry on Your Wealth is Your Wellness on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett. When we talk about heart disease, you know, it's one of my passions to talk about heart disease and stroke because it is the number one killer, mostly in women and mostly women of color. And out of the women of color, it's mostly African American women, followed by Latina American women in the Hispanic market. And so it alarms me when I see women that aren't taking care of the temple. And we're all not perfect. There's no perfect people allowed, as my church by the Glades shares. There's no perfect people allowed in the church. We're not perfect. But if we have the armor of God on and we can be self-aware and we are in charge of making our choices, we're going to pray and ask God to give us strength to make the best choice to take care of the temple, to honor our self-worth, and to value our self-care and be well from the inside out. So I want to read some statistics to you all because I absolutely was alarmed, when I got into the health and wellness industry and I started reading about, you know, the statistics for heart disease and stroke. So what I do know, if I were to ask you all that are listening this morning, this afternoon, or this evening, wherever you may be, to get in a group of people or to count off 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And I would ask all the number twos to stand up. So if you pick the number two, let's start over. If I asked you to pick a number between 1 and 3 and you chose the number 2, you would be the one that would die of heart disease and or stroke. And that's just an example that I'm showing. We're not claiming it whatsoever. But I'm demonstrating that to you because I want you to know that out of 1 in 3 Americans, one person will die of heart disease. That's what statistics are showing us. It's quite alarming. I did this kind of exercise at a women's retreat. And we were all sitting around a room having a sister circle discussion. And I asked the people to count off into threes. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And I had all the number two stand up. And it was just, you know, for a reality check. It was just for them to absolutely be humbled by the fact that we have the power to change the statistics. We have the wisdom to change the statistics. We have God's strength to change the statistics. And God has given us the godly choice to change the statistics. And to this day, as of 2019, there are still alarming statistics about heart disease and stroke. And so with that being said, it has gone from every 60 seconds, it's increased to every 80 seconds, someone dies of a heart attack, according to the American Heart Association. And with that being said, between 2013 and 2016, that's 3 years, 121.5 million American adults had some form of cardiovascular disease. So something was wrong with the heart, some type of ailment, okay? But between 2014 and 2015, that's 1 year, direct and indirect costs of total cardiovascular disease and stroke was over $351.2 billion. With that being said, these statistics are amazing. There's a lot of money being spent because of heart disease and stroke. Now, there are a few things that we can look at, because most people say, well, Terry, you know, high blood pressure or cardiovascular disease, coach, you know, it runs in my family. There's nothing I can do about this being hereditary. Okay. If that's your belief, that's what the medical science says. But I know that my godly father, the real doctor, says that we have the choice to prevent ourselves from illness, walk in his faith, honor our self-worth, and value our self-care with the armor of God, and to walk in wellness. So, heredity, and you're on medication for your blood pressure or your cholesterol or your blood sugar, which is diabetes, whether you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, insulin dependent or non-insulin dependent, you have the choice to turn it around by walking in faith, preparing yourselves to make the best choices, putting the right things in the body, meaning we're eating clean and we're drinking healthy or clear. When I say we're drinking clear, we're drinking water, 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 and more water. Your body needs water. You are to ingest or to drink at least 2/3 ounce for every pound of body weight that you are of water. You can squeeze some lemon in there, some lime. People like to fruit infuse their water. That's your choice. Cucumbers and limes and all that great stuff that you can add to your water to make it wonderful and refreshing. But it comes to close to a gallon of water a day that the body needs. The body can detoxify itself. It can flush all of those toxins out. But if we continue to ingest carbonated fluid, meaning your soda water, your pop, either word that you use, some people say soda, some people say soda water, and some people say pop. But that carbonated fluid, the more you get, the more it softens your bones. And so now as we continue to mature and the body continues to age, the bones start to soften and they're not really giving us the stability or the strength that the bone needs in order for our body posture to be in alignment. We tend to choose the fried foods instead of the steamed or the baked, just because it tastes better if it's fried. Well, the things that it may be fried in could be lipids, fat, that are in your blood cholesterol. So we do not want to clog our arteries with lipids and fats. So we must do at least 30 minutes of cardiovascular activity 5 times a day now. Used to be 3 times a week. Now it's 5 times a day. That could be walking, that could be doing chores, that could be on the treadmill running, that could be biking, that could be jump roping, that could be taking an aerobics class, that could be doing Zumba, that could be dancing with the music on in the home while you're cooking or cleaning. But 30 minutes of some type of cardiovascular activity where you can at least still make a sentence when your heart rate is elevated. And so you're building your cardiovascular endurance. You are getting that blood to circulate through the working muscles. And you are increasing your high density lipoproteins that's in your blood. And it is able to decrease the amount of lipids in the blood, if you will. So high density lipoproteins are usually developed in the body when you're doing something weight bearing, meaning that, you know, you're on your feet doing some type of exercise, putting weight on the body or the feet and getting that in. So the exercise is so key. You get an opportunity to make that choice so that we can decrease some of these numbers that are so alarming for heart disease and stroke. So I want to share some of the signs of a heart attack. And these signs are really more for women. And then I'll share the signs for the men. Okay. So my ladies out here, signs of a heart attack. And we're going to talk about this because I know your response is going to be really. But nauseated or vomiting is a sign of a heart attack. Shortness of breath, with or without chest discomfort. Pain in one arm or both arms. Pain in the upper back. Pain in the neck, jaw, or stomach. Yes, ladies, I said it. Pain in one or both arms, pain in your upper back, neck, jaw, or stomach. Fainting is a sign. Breaking out in a cold sweat. Dizziness or lightheadedness, ladies. Discomfort or pressure in the center of the chest. It often lasts for more than a few minutes, then it goes away and it returns. You have clammy or pale skin. Not able to sleep. Unusual fatigue. Now, when I started to study this, I said, my God, my God. Men and women may differ in their experience of heart attack symptoms, but women are more likely to have unusual or these atypical signs of a heart attack that I just listed. For you men out there that are listening across the world, jaw pain, left arm pain, chest pain are usually the signs for you for a heart attack. For us women, I would bet a dollar that 80% of the women that are listening out there said to themselves, Well, I feel that right now. Or I felt that in the past. I thought it possibly was the flu. So I took a cold medication, which made me break out into maybe a cold sweat because it broke the temperature. My skin was clammy and cold, but it started to feel better. I got me some chicken noodle soup and I laid down because I was so tired. When you could have been experiencing a mild heart attack. Some women out there may say, well, I thought it was part of going through menopause, all those symptoms. Or maybe my thyroid is highly activating or it's not activating enough. Maybe I'm just getting older and I'm going through the change. So when these stats and signs and symptoms come out, I start to lean on my Lord because I say, okay, God, out of those signs and symptoms of a heart attack that I just studied and read aloud, I probably have experienced at some form or fashion in my lifetime. So I need for you to show me and order my steps, Lord, so that I can continue to pray and can continue to prepare for what I need to do to take care of my temple. And that's just the way I talk to my Father. And I'm sure you all talk to your Father or our Father in a certain way. But we have to remember, as it says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Stir up the gift. Turn it around. He has plans for you. Don't allow the choices that you made to take you in a circumstance of disease, disease, and or illness. Either way, world, we have the victory. We have to all know that, right? No matter what we go through, today, tomorrow, or yesterday, whether it's good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, we still have the victory. God has already said, we got the victory. He already knows the end in mind before we were even born. However, there are things that we are going to go through called storms. We're going to hit the valley. We're going to be at the top of the mountain. We're going to be on the hill. We may go into a pothole. But in the end, we still have the victory. But while we're in this journey called life, and we have the opportunity to make choice, let's make sure we're making the godly choice and the best choice to be well. In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8, yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. We're made pure, healthy, wise, and wealthy. Our wealth is our wellness. But we get to make the choice of how we're taking care of the temple. And in making that choice, we have to prepare and we got to continue to pray and continue to praise God for the victory. Psalms 46:5 says, God is within her. She will not fail. God will keep her at break of day. When I read that in my studying, It made me feel warm, like his light was shining upon me. God is within her. He's the light. She will not fall or fail. God will help her at break of day. Meaning, order my steps, being a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path to guide me down this journey and this road of wellness. For my wealth is my wellness. So every first Friday in February, the American Heart Association across the world dictates that day being Go Red for Women Day. And everybody is to wear red in order to make the world aware of heart disease and stroke, which means we are real conscious spiritually in making our godly choices to do better, to know our numbers, to have our blood pressure at a normal reading of 110 over 70. Having our blood cholesterol under 200. Having our blood sugar under 130. Making sure we're getting cardiovascular activity at least 5 times a week for 30 minutes. Making sure that our nutrition is intact, that we are drinking enough water, equivalent to approximately a gallon of water a day. Making sure that we exercise our spiritual wellness in reading the word in scripture and meditating on what's next. And then praising God and praying to God, because we know we have the victory after all. So it's Heart Disease and Stroke Awareness Month. It is something that's near and dear to my heart. No pun intended. It really is. Heart disease does not run in my family. However, both my parents had high blood pressure. My mother is with me. She has high blood pressure and she takes medication for it. However, the choice to be cardiovascular active is not there. There's more activity that needs to happen where she probably wouldn't even have to be on medication. But that is her choice. But we'll continue to praise God for the victory. We'll continue to pray as he has ordered her steps to be well. So there's another statistic I wanted to make you all aware of as it relates to heart disease and stroke. And so I gave you those signs and symptoms, and I did give you the signs and symptoms of 1 in 3 women. The number 2 would be the one that would more than likely die of a heart attack. But here are some risk factors for heart disease: smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, overweight, not being physical with your activities or not doing any exercise, being a diabetic, your family history that has an early coronary artery disease, meaning between the ages of 30 and 40 on blood pressure medication or have been diagnosed with coronary heart disease. And your age. Women who are 55 and older are more at risk. Also, heart disease is largely preventable. You can prevent it. What we can do is we can stop smoking. We can eat a heart-healthy eating plan every day. We can aim for, like I said, that 30 minutes of physical activity for 5 days a week. And really, when you go to the doctor to do your annual wellness visit, you need to have questions prepared to ask your doctor. Doctor, what does a normal blood pressure reading need to be? What is mine? What are your recommendations for me getting it to normal? What does my cholesterol number need to be? What is it now? What are your recommendations for lowering my cholesterol? If you were in my shoes, doctor, and you were dealing with my circumstances, what would you do? Listen. You would listen. But I guarantee you, there's a higher doctor that has a praise report for you. If you will just obey him, know that your body is a temple, that you are the clay, he is the potter, and you are well. Do the things that God has ordered you to do to care for yourself, and you will be well. Meditate in his word. Honor him for who he is, for he is our Father. Thank you for listening to Coach Terry on Your Wealth is Your Wellness on Josie's Inspirational Network, USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett. Be well.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.